Digest Radio.
I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m., and at 8:03, my brain exploded.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
I'm Julia Child.
Meaty.
Everything from hamburgers and pork chops to a flaming beef tenderloin.
Zesty and full of flavor.
Cover that and let it steep very slowly for 5 minutes.
This is your strategic stop for business and marketing brilliance.
There it is on its nicely brown bottom. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to turn it again in an hour.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Find yourself sometimes pretending to be normal, but then it starts to get a little boring, so you go back to being yourself. Welcome, Rockstar, to your Thursday edition Strategist Radio Live, second day of July 2015, 2 minutes past the top of the hour here on the West Coast. So today on the program, you know, you thought you heard everything about search engine optimization, right, relative to marketing, SEM, SEO, search engine marketing, search engine optimization, earned media, that type of thing. Well, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Today we're going to talk about how to be really smart at your search engine advertising and your search engine development plan as you're optimizing. As business leaders, particularly relative to your online marketing practices, your search engine optimization, SEO, and search engine marketing, SEM strategies are critically essential for your earned media efforts. That's free advertising, free promotion. That works. In order to efficiently test your marketing strategy, you should begin by testing on a more concentrated scale. Geo-targeting your SEO and your SEM process is going to help you fine-tune your marketing messaging toward increasing your brand's market share and generating increased profits. So then, let me ask you this. What should you consider as you develop and roll out your own unique geocentric SEO SEM plan? Talk about that on the program today. Also, how to turbocharge the launch of your corporate blog. Our friends from Entrepreneur chime in. Also, Jen Gruver pops over for a minute and talks about how to maintain a positive attitude when you start going down that road of stinking thinking. How do you get your head back in the game? And Colleen DeBase, an entrepreneur, will visit with Steve Blank, best-selling author, about how to grow your business. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live for your Thursday. It is so wonderful to see you again this morning. And if you're listening to this on podcast, which would be after we do the live airing, because Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30, we are live. Then we're recording, and then we make the podcast available shortly after 6:30, a few minutes after the program finishes up, and then you can go to the hub at tjmarino.com for free and help yourself to all the archives. Now, if there's something that you're doing in business, you know, you're trying to expand, not sure how to do that. You're going to hire your first employee, not sure how to do that. You're looking at competitive strategy, not sure how to make that work or how it might work best for your organization. Questions, let me know. That's how we develop the program each and every day. You can send your email to support at tjmarino.com. Get thousands of them. And me and the whole crew go through this. this whole process because you're the most important thing to me. That's why I do this program. So I thank you so much for those of you over the last 13 years who continually ping me and social media me and send me emails, call me on the phone, send me text messages. I love it. You just can't have enough friends. So listen, if anything's bugging you or you want to share something on the program, maybe you've written a blog post, got an article, maybe you've created a short video piece, audio piece, like to hear it. Send it my way. Send it to support@tjmarino.com. All right. Share it with our global audience, about 120 countries. And our newsletter goes out to about 83,000. That's our inner circle. Love to have you be a part of that. If you're not already part of the family, that's free too. Get all the details. Take a few seconds when you go to the hub at tjmarino.com. A lot to talk about today on the program. Tomorrow, I just want to quickly bring you up to speed, if you're not already familiar. On Fridays, we do book marketing strategy because book marketing, book promotion has become very ambiguous at best. There's a lot of circus barkers out there and a lot of self-proclaimed gurus that couldn't run a tab in a beer bar closing open face sandwich that because they've self-published one or two titles, they think that now they're an expert. Well, the publishing part's not the difficult. The self-publishing, the independent publishing, especially with CreateSpace, with their, Amazon's CreateSpace and Ingram's Lightning Source, it's easy to have to get that done. Your book still has to be amazing. It still needs to be edited. Your graphics need to be just out of bounds and perfect for your particular target audience, your readers, right? Those things are important, but book marketing is one of those things that is just so ambiguous. It's one of the things that I'm studying in my doctoral program currently. Tomorrow we'll talk about why ebook subscription platforms underperform. And I'll tell you more about that as we get into the program tomorrow. But really, ebook subscriptions are this way of maybe giving the ebooks away for free. Maybe it's going to be subscription based. So there's a lot of thought going into this, the precept of ebook subscriptions, but it has not, it's failed to launch up to this point on a global scale. So tomorrow we're going to talk about why these platforms are underperforming and also give you some ideas if you're going to participate in these ebook subscription programs, plans, some things to look out for. So tomorrow we'll talk about that on the program. All right. Okay, so before we talk about localizing your SEO to gain higher profits, let's check in with our friends at Entrepreneur. This, it comes to us from Jeff Foster. He's contributed there, co-founder and CEO at Thomason, T-O-M-O-S-O-N. And he really is talking here about launching, turbocharging that launch of your corporate blog. A corporate blog, different than putting up a sales page on the internet. A corporate blog is like Trinity WebWorks. It's the meat and potatoes of the organization, right? It's really corporate. Not so much into the selling of product or services, but certainly establishing credibility, your brand, etc. And it's a place where people can go to get more about your company, more about your business. So here's how it goes. Jeff shares with us this morning, and we'll see if you agree. I tend to agree with many of these key points. Is while launching a new corporate blog can be daunting, it can be a dividend, a positive dividend, when it comes to branding and marketing. We just kind of talked about that, didn't we? First, you have to create great content that your audience will want to read and share. Achieve a goal, solve a problem, satisfy a need. We've talked about this relative to integrated marketing communication strategy, IMC, right? Second, you need to continually promote your posts to drive new readers to the blog. So you're writing great content, and your readers, probably about 8 to 15%, maybe a little higher if you've got really this real strong relationship with your readers. But between, 10, 15% is pretty good. All right, it should be that high. If people aren't reading your blogs and they're already on your inner circle, then you got a problem. But how do we also continue to fill the pipeline? Increasing your inner circle, if you will. So here's some ideas, some things to meet that criteria relative to developing, or should I say turbocharging, as Jeff puts it, Foster puts it here. First, he talks about two things that are really important, and that is, and I agree, be personal and be authentic. I call it raw and real. Don't fill your company blog with corporate speak or product promotions. No one wants to read that. Instead, try to create a genuine relationship with your audience. So one excellent way to do this is to produce, develop, write, author content that is heartfelt and honest. A good example, for instance, is Marriott's corporate blog. And, of course, it's Marriott on the Move. That's their kind of their tagline, written in the voice of Marriott's CEO Bill Marriott. And the blog features personal recollections and opinions mixed with useful insights and advice. You might want to take a look at that when you get some time. You also want to write longer content. Now, this one, I'll give you Jeff's spin and then I'll add my 3 cents. Jeff says write longer content. There's a misconception that the internet loves short sound bites of 500 words or less. But this isn't always true. And you'll notice Jeff puts a disclaimer right there. So now all of a sudden, I'm agreeing. For instance, one analysis by SERPIQ looked at the correlation between search engine ranking and content length. It found that the top ranking content was more than 2,450 words on average, and that the length then fell steadily to around 2,050 words for content that ranked 10. Now, longer content also keeps readers more engaged. For instance, the study that we're referring to, done by Medium, concluded that most effective blog posts take about 7 minutes to read. Now, that being said, how long should your blog be? It should be long enough to make the point. It should be long enough where you are providing information, infotainment, entertainment, again, sharing information, curating information on your blog. This is where you find somebody else's YouTube video, or you find a blog post, and then you bring it over and you talk about it. So you're sharing it, but now you're curating. You're curating it, and you're putting in your piece. You're surrounding it with your input, your expertise, your side of the story. Okay. Tell stories. So how long should it be? It should be that just long enough. It's like the old saying in radio. I learned this early on. How long should a radio bit be? And that's until someone turns turns the channel or shuts you off. Tell stories. That's Jeff's next one. When you write posts for your corporate blog, don't just present facts. Tell a story. Now, if you create a compelling narrative for your readers, this will lead to much higher levels of engagement. I like to ask questions, a lot of questions, you know, because that gets the mind automatically tries for one reason or another, and there's actual science on this. When a mind hears a question, it gets more engaged. So ask the right questions, though, all right? There's good science behind this. When we read a story, our brain mimics what the people in the story are experiencing. We call that mirror neurons, and that's still under scientific exploration. Jury's still out there. But for instance, if a person's in the story maybe looks around, then neurons related to vision fire in the reader's brain, and then your brain starts to look around. It's really interesting. The results can be astounding. And in this case study, which showed that telling a story increased the number of people who read an article in its entirety by 300%. Now that's a measurement. Promise actionable information. What is that? Well, before anyone reads your blog post, they see what? The headline. Unless you capture their interest at the front door, they're not going to click through to the body of your content, the core, the heart, the meat of the matter. The most effective headlines promise concrete information that people can use. For example, a recent study by Conductor bears this out. 36% of people prefer headlines that start with a number, as in 10 ways to lower heating costs, while another 17% favor how-to headlines. And that compares with only 11% who prefer questions such as, what are some ways to lower heating costs? You'll notice that when I'm writing, look today, how to localize, how to maintain, how to grow, why you should, who, what, why, where, when, how, or use those numbers. It's something that I've used religiously, strategically for the last, well, since I've been on the net since 96, 97. Launching your blog is, well, let's look at how to promote your new corporate blog. Before you go into the more creative ways of publicizing your blog, you got to make sure you have the basics covered first. You got to share your blog posts on your company's Facebook page. You got to get it in your Twitter feed. And don't forget to make sure these icons are also on your corporate website as well. So we got to and fro action. All right. We've got cross linkage. Second, submit your blog to relevant blog listing sites. And third, press out a press release about the new blog. Fourth, if you have an email list, send out an announcement there too. Finally, make sure that all of your blog posts have prominent share buttons. All right. You want to engage in online communities. One way to increase the reach of your blog is to bring your insights to other online communities. For example, sites like Scoop It, and Storify. It lets you generate content which other people can follow and share into their own social channels. That's what we call that, either aggregation or syndicating your work. So once you've written it, you're having somebody else do some of the distribution. In some cases, a lot of the distribution. You know, there's articles and posts that I've written in my life where I wrote at one time and all of a sudden it's in 100 different outlets or more. You see that time and again. There are also lots of highly targeted online communities where you can actually get involved. And now here, we're starting to talk about relationships here, aren't we? Don't just sign up and share your blog content. Instead, become an active member of the community. Just like in our inner circle for Strategist Radio. I got people that religiously come in and leave notes and say hello and add opinions. Tell me if I screwed up, you know, or tell me, hey, nice job. Whatever it is. They're offering advice to someone else. That's getting involved. That's part of building community. And that builds engagement. And when you build that engagement, here comes trust. And that's going to drive readers to your blog. All right? You got to advertise your blog posts or no one's going to come. You're going to build it and no one will come. If you have the budget, then advertising your blog posts can grow your audience quickly. For example, a Google AdWords campaign is one effective way of doing this. You can focus on finding relevant, low competition keywords with modest search volume. Now, there's no need to go after expensive, high competing keywords since you're promoting specific blog content, not a broad product category, right? Facebook ads are becoming increasingly important. And this is because of the organic reach, the number of fans you can reach for free when you post content on your Facebook page has declined dramatically over the last couple of years, though. So there has been a shift. You want to do a little bit further research on that. You want to market your posts to bloggers. Another powerful way to grow your blog following is to get other bloggers to talk about your posts. Connect with bloggers on sites such as maybe Thomason, T-O-M-O-S-O-N, as I talked about in the opening of the program. Start to build a relationship with them. Bloggers have an enormous influence over their readers. That's how you leverage someone else's list. Recent studies show that blogs are more influential than Facebook and Twitter content. You also get more backlinks to your blog posts if you do it, which is obviously a boost. We call that earned media boost for your search engine rankings. And finally, using word-of-mouth promotion. Seems like it's old-fashioned, but WOM is amazing. Still one of the most effective ways to promote your content, particularly for B2B blogs, business-to-business blogs. If the original social media is original and is not necessarily curated, it's all yours, then it gets huge. Now, in fact, a study was recently done by Nielsen, which showed that word of mouth is the most trusted source of information, more than advertising or social media. So there's some ideas for you. I hope they help out. I want to thank our friends over at Entrepreneur. Check out entrepreneur.com. Get a subscription there. What do you feed your brain? And I want to thank Jeff Foster, contributor, co-founder, and CEO of Thomason, for providing us with this detailed information about how to turbocharge and launch every corporate blog.
Strategist Radio.
All right, we're 18 minutes into the program, a lot more to cover. We're going to talk about how to localize your SEO to gain higher profits. First, let's check in with Jen Gruber. Got to have a positive mental attitude as a business owner. How do you maintain that? Jen shares.
Maintaining a positive attitude is critical to your success. There's a theory that you have only control of one thing, and one thing is your perspective. And if you can train your brain to see the good and the value and the lessons and everything that happens versus everything that's wrong and being a victim, it gives you the power to take those opportunities or those challenges and obstacles and make them a learning tool for you to grow your business, for you to grow your personal attributes that give value to your business. And seeing everything around you as something that was supposed to be part of your journey gives you the power to forge forward. Also, surrounding yourself by people and things that are positive, that gives you inspiration and influence to see how other people have overcome obstacles, can empower you to get through your own.
Strategist Radio.
baby boy, baby girl. Love having you on board each and every day, Monday through Friday. Here's what's coming up tomorrow on the program. As I mentioned earlier, I'll remind you again, book marketing strategy, why ebook subscription platforms underperform, that and a whole lot more tomorrow as we do Book Marketing Friday on Strategist Radio. I am going to preempt the interview between entrepreneurs Colleen DeBays and Steve Blank. I'm going to hold it over till tomorrow, being that we're kind of short on time and we've got to be nimble and dynamic. And I really want to talk with you about how to localize your SEO to gain higher profits. I want to thank our sponsors and friends throughout the last decade plus that have surrounded themselves and embraced this program and helped to support me, what we do each and every day. We want to just thank you for listening to the program and our production team who work so hard each and every day so that we can continue to produce this program. And we always try to make the quality better. And if there's something that you think we're missing, you think I'm doing, you know, that's out of bounds, let me know. Send me an email. I promise I'll read and get back to you. support@tjmoreno.com. And if we're not hooked up on social media yet, on Twitter, it's simply, we got redirects for you, tjmoreno.com/Twitter. And on LinkedIn, it's tjmoreno.com/LinkedIn. And on Google Plus, tjmoreno.com/g and the plus sign. Let's get connected. So a lot of times, you know, we think that, you know, we start our business. Yeah, it's online in many cases. We're talking about businesses that really use online for their marketing. And we think about search engine optimization, and we always go out and we think about this global, you know, world, the planet, transcending our local, our cities and counties and state borders and even our domestic borders. We really need to think about how we spend our money. How do we invest in our business? We need to think about that, particularly when we're in our decision-making process relative to marketing, especially when we're doing paid advertising. And one of the mistakes that is made quite often, more times than not, is that people will go out and they'll run Google AdWords, and they'll buy ad, and they'll buy banners on Facebook or LinkedIn. And what they're not doing is they've got to localize it. Because you want to test a market. You want to make sure in a smaller market where it's going to cost you less for advertising, that's where you want to make your boo-boos, and that's where you want to fine-tune. Once you find that sweet spot on that budget of that single geo market, that small market, maybe it's just a city, and you can do that on Google. You can actually ratchet it down relative to your search engine marketing plan. Local search engine optimization is not just about local mom-and-pop shops anymore either. Any business can take advantage of local SEO benefits. Since Google's fan, I don't know if you're familiar with this, fan named Pigeon. They came out with a Pigeon update in 2014. If you're not familiar with that, Google, go to Google's fan page Pigeon and check out what I'm talking about. The importance of local SEO has grown, and it's because it's a great testing ground. And it's going to, like I said, it's going to cost you a lot less to buy a local ad on a TV station that runs a 30-second spot than it would be trying to run inside Super Bowl Sunday because of how many eyeballs are going to see it. You're going out to a larger audience. So when you zero it down geo-style, you really get a better handle on your budget. And it's a lot easier to measure, too. Google loves local business, and they are here to help you through that process of being really geocentric. Over the years, Google has shown slight favoritism toward newer, smaller, and more agile companies. They like the trendsetters, which is what you are, right? While most of its ranking biases have to do with a brand's history and authority, Google also wants to give the people what they want, right? And that often means showcasing nimble, more popular brands. Now, it also has to do with enabling small business owners who have limited access to resources, more potential in maybe breaking new ground. And Google has a long history of providing free tools, Google Analytics, Webmaster Tools, so on. I suggest you get familiar with these tools. Now, to business owners, for the sole purpose of helping them increase their online visibility. Now, because Google cares about, or should I say loves, local businesses, you can expect Pigeon to be only the beginning of its locally focused updates. Also going geofocal, right, geocentric, we also realize that Google loves giving people individualized results. Now, while its predictive and customized search features are relatively limited for the time being. Already the search engine is able to generate specific results based on the person who's doing the searching, which is really cool. And as long as you're logged into a Google account, your search history and your geographic location both play into the type of results that you see. Now, as Google grows more sophisticated and users start demanding even more individualized results, the importance of local optimization will grow exponentially. Then we've got the growth of the local centricity, right? Local centricity relative to mobile and wearable devices. Each year, the percentage of online searches performed on mobile devices has grown definitively. As you might imagine, the majority of mobile searches are performed while on the go. And while the dawn of wearable devices, such as maybe the Apple iWatch, users will start using the on-the-go searches even more frequently, even more with more immediate needs. Now, as a result, proximity-based searches, and here we go down to geocentric again, will likely start to become even more popular, and local searches will be based on hyper-specific, I mean laser-specific locations, rather than just on a region or a neighborhood-specific basis. So this is really tightening things down. Someone is in the department store, and the company, your company, is actually getting the metrics while they're doing the shopping. In effect, wearable devices will drive a much more geographically relevant network of information and eliminate even more barriers between the digital and physical worlds. Plus, on top of it, we got competition. That's on the increase. We always talk about that. Every day you go to work, turn around the "Yes, I'm open" sign, you're in a battle for market share. Every year, millions of new sites are created and thousands of new businesses stabilize as formidable enterprises. Now, in response, potential search visibility is actively dropping in many areas, which features such as Knowledge Graph taken over search engine result pages. I'm sure if you're familiar with Knowledge Graph, you can Google that. And also blue chip brands, they're dominating a lot of the national search landscape. So that pushes you out of the game. Competition is increasing. You always wonder, well, how come I'm not making the first page on Google? You got these power players that are just pushing you down because they've just got more resources. But if you geo-target, you laser-target your keywords, this is how you can outperform your competition. So business owners will be forced to find smaller target niches in order to achieve relevant visibility. So one of the most efficient ways to do this is to optimize locally. So local SEO will only grow in importance as competition continues to increase. And then finally, how to get started with local campaign? Well, first of all, if you feel intimidated, this is where it's time to do your homework. Your first job is to make sure your business is listed accurately and appropriately throughout the web. You need to claim your local business profile on the local directories and review sites such as Yelp, TripAdvisor, as well as other directories that are relevant for your particular business model. You need to ensure that your most important business information, especially your name, address, and phone number and web address, are accurate and formatted consistently across all of these platforms. Local content and relationship building goes hand in hand. I'll just close with that. Local reviews, this is an ongoing management process, but also those reviews are going to tell you how well a market does. And once you find that market sweet spot, let's say it's in Phoenix, and then you find markets that are maybe the same size with the same target audience composite. And then you're likely to get that same result. So then you can really sit down and really see how you're going to invest financially as you continue to scale and evolve your business. Hope that helps this morning. God bless you. Make it a great Thursday. We're out of time. I will see you on the flip side for a Friday. Thanks for being my friend. Go out and love somebody. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on The Strategist Radio Live.